Yeah, they were both licking the same popsicle, and I told them not to, but now they both have tongues that are swelled up. Somebody contracted something and gave it to the other, and now they're both in the hospital, laying next to each other with swelled tongues. Don't know what it was. Don't understand that. I don't know how it could have happened. We don't know if they maybe dipped the popsicle in something and then sucked on it, or if there was something in the air that stuck to the popsicle and then they licked it off, or whatever it was. But we're having a feeling that maybe because it was a raspberry popsicle, you know, the blue ones, that it was something to do with maybe the dye in the popsicle. So we're thinking that that might be the reason. So what we did, we chopped up the popsicle into about 4, 5, 6 pieces, and we spread them apart from each other, and then we added a little drop of vinegar to one chunk of the popsicle. Nothing happened. Then we dropped some isopropyl alcohol to the other one and dropped right on top of it, and nothing happened there. Then we took a little drop of oil, a little 3-in-1 oil, just put one drop right on the chunk of popsicle, dropped right on top of it, practically fell right off because water and oil don't mix well. So, let's see, what do we have here now? What is this? Kool-Aid. Adding Kool-Aid to a popsicle, what do you think is going to happen there? Here it is, grape Kool-Aid. One drop of grape Kool-Aid. Here we go. Oh, nothing. Not a thing. Nothing happened. Well, of course, we really don't know. We got to leave it sit for a while, but nothing happened instantaneously, put it that way. Now, the last one, this one here is a little bit different because this piece is a little bit bigger than all the other pieces. So what we've decided to do is, you know, over there, get the bowl over there. Yeah, bring it over here. That's a little bowl of corn. We're going to take one of the corn kernels here that is in the bowl, and we're going to stuff it, try to scrape our way into that little piece of popsicle and stick that piece of corn in there. And then we're going to put in the planter over here. Bring the plant, one of the flower, the red one. Yeah, bring it over here. Okay. So here we got the piece of popsicle with the corn stuck inside. And then we're going to plant it about 1 or 2 inches down, maybe 3 inches. There it is, buried up. And we're going to leave it sit, and we're going to watch it for the next week and a half. And hopefully, if things go right, we'll start growing some popcorn plants and actually have the popcorn already popped. That'll be nice. Then we can just have popcorn right off the plant without even having to pop it. We'll just have popcorn right there and then. That's going to be nice. I think I'm going to like that. I think I'm going to really enjoy that. I mean, why go all the way down to the store, down to Ken's Market over there, and buy popcorn when we can grow it at home? We can do like maybe 5, 6, maybe even 10 planters full of popcorn plants. Wouldn't that be nice? And by having that popsicle in there with that, they may even taste like raspberry popcorn. Wouldn't that be great? You betcha. Can't wait. We could try other flavors too, like root beer, grape, oh, you name it. What other flavors are there? There's a couple of other flavors I know there is. I know you can think of them. Just put your mind to it and you'll be able to think of them. But in the meantime, let's just sit and wait for this plant here to grow. We just wait. Now, if you wait right there, it's going to happen, but you've got to wait. Well, Gary walked through the door and he came walking over and he says,
What you got there?
It's a plant that's growing popcorn.
You know, a popcorn plant, they don't have those things.
Yeah, we do. It's right here.
No, I don't think so. I think you'll actually have to take it back wherever you got it from.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to just keep it right here. I'm going to grow it, put it in the sun, and let it grow.
Well, you can give it a try, I suppose, but you're going to soon discover it's not going to work because it doesn't have the Balcatum system in it.
The what?
The Balcatum system. You never heard of that?
No, I never did, actually.
Well, it's a long story, but to make it short, it's all the nutrients and the vitamins that the plant needs. It gets it abruptly into the system, and then it purifies the air around it, causing it to grow twice as fast.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, certainly. You got to pay attention to these things and go to school once in a while, or at least read a newspaper.
Okay, well, I'll try that someday, but not today, because I'm concentrating. I'm hoping to draw the plant out just by concentrating.
Well, I've heard of that, too, but that's not very logical due to the fact they could draw it right into your face and then cause a scar, maybe even a scratch on your face that'd have to be stitched up.
I don't think the plant can grow quite that fast.
I've seen it happen myself. It's called the spring loader. It happens to like maybe Tucson, Arizona, Texas, places like that. They got them. Go on down there and check them out sometime.
Yeah, maybe I will sometime.
Yeah, dude, I got to get going. I got a bathtub I got to deliver.
Okay, talk to you later.
Yeah, bye. See ya.
Okay, bye. Well, that was an experience. Well, in any case, I just wanted to let you know that the TV's been turned off and we've got the light in the other room that's kind of smoking a little bit, but I wouldn't worry about that too much. That's completely out of our hands. That we have somebody else taking care of that part. So, I guess that's it. I'm going to have to lower the boom, 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 boom.